A young Noongar man saw something in the ocean, something big and right up close beside the rocks. Oh, a whale! That brave young man was one of our family. He stood on the rock next to the whale and looked down at the hole on the whale's back. Then he jumped right down inside the whale. Oh, it was like a cave in there. That Noongar man pushed and squeezed the whale's heart so that the whale cried out and dived down deep into the ocean. As it grew darker, the man began to sing a very old song, a song his father taught him, a song to make a whale carry you on a very special journey. Deep down there in the dark inside the whale, the man sang to the rhythm of the whale's big, slow heartbeat until, slowly, the light came back. The man saw ocean all around him, birds in the sky, but no sign of land. Again the man stabbed and squeezed the whale's heart, and again the whale roared and dived, and again there was no more sky, no more birds, only bubbles. Deep and dark within the whale, the young man sang his father's song. Many times the whale came to the surface. Many times the Noongar looked out from within the whale, only to see white birds in the blue sky, white waves spilling on the sea, and still no sign of land. Our ancestor grabbed and stabbed and squeezed the whale's heart. He would not let the whale rest. The whale leapt out of the water, splashed and dived even deeper. That Noongar man kept singing. After a long time, the man heard the sound of the whale's belly scraping against the sand. He kept singing, softly, and the whale struggled and struggled until... All right. The man looked out through the whale's eye and saw a beautiful sandy beach. He jumped from the whale and landed right in front of two women. The three of them stood there, looking at each other. They looked at the whale. Oh, the woman said, where are you from? The man waved his arm and pointed. He was so proud and happy he couldn't stop grinning. My home long way back there where the sun rises. This whale bring me. The women made a fire, and their family and friends came to dance and feast and sing about their new friend, our clever, brave ancestor. They all wanted to hear his song. After a long time, the whale became part of the sand and the rocks of that beach and part of all the people there. Then one day, the man and the women and their many children travelled all the way back to the man's home. And that's our home now. And they, our old people, are not.